Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, we have a story about a briefcase that somebody left in a taxi in New York City. It was a Chabad lady, and she had taken a taxi, and she had a briefcase. I think that she was perhaps a student in the Beis Rivka High School in Crown Heights. And after she left the taxi, she realized that she had forgotten her briefcase, but it was too late. Another day or so later, she got a call from a person named Dan the Jeweler. This was a person that had a jewelry shop. His name was Dan, a Jewish person. And he said, "Hi, this is Dan the Jeweler. I have a briefcase. I think that you may have left it in the taxi." "Okay, thank you very much. My goodness, how in the world did you get my briefcase?" He said, "Come to the jewelry store. I will explain the whole story." So she went with her friend to this jewelry store in another neighborhood. And sure enough, there was Dan the jeweler. And there was her briefcase. Everything was in it that was supposed to be there. And he said, "I'll tell you what happened. The taxi driver is not a Jewish guy, and he knows me. I'm the only Jew that he knows," he said. So when he saw that the briefcase had Jewish things in it, he brought it to me. He thought maybe I could find the owner. And I was able to figure out that you were a student at Beis Rivka. And so I called Beis Rivka, and I saw things in there that had your name. I said, "This is for so-and-so, and this is how you got your briefcase back." So they said, "Are you Jewish?" "Yes, I'm Jewish." "Yes, yes, yes. As I said before, I'm Jewish." So they had brought, the young ladies had brought with them two mezuzahs. And they gave him two mezuzahs. He said he had two daughters. So they got a mezuzah for each one. And that was it. The next day, the Rebbe spoke to a gathering of women and explained that it's very important for every Jewish girl to light Shabbos candles. And the Rebbe is making a suggestion that we should try to reach every single Jewish girl in the world who so far does not light Shabbos candles and encourage them to light Shabbos candles, give them a Shabbos candle so they can start to light. And so the young lady who had lost the briefcase and her friend went back to Dan the jeweler again with Shabbos candles for his daughters. Well, that was the last that they heard of Dan the jeweler for about 3.5 years. One day, the young lady who had lost the briefcase, I think that her name was Leah, actually, gets a letter. It's a letter from the daughter of Dan the jeweler. And she writes there, "I'm so sorry that it took me such a long time to reach out to you. But you know that after I received the Shabbos candle and I started lighting Shabbos candles, one thing led to another. And now I am studying Torah full time and I am keeping all the mitzvahs that I can. I am keeping Torah and mitzvahs now, thanks to you. So thank you very, very much. I really appreciate it." And this story, of course, Leah wrote a letter to the Rebbe explaining the whole story. And the Rebbe actually repeated the story at a public verbrengen, at a public gathering. So it became a very famous story. And we see from this story how one mitzvah can start to change your whole life. Now, the truth is, even if the person only did that one mitzvah and none of their life seems to have changed, but the truth is that one mitzvah does change your whole life, even if you don't see it. One mitzvah is infinitely precious, but it's especially beautiful when we see how one mitzvah leads to another mitzvah and another mitzvah and another mitzvah. And one mitzvah can actually change a person's life in all details until a person who had very little connection to Judaism can end up that they're keeping all the mitzvahs or as much as possible. So therefore, it's very important that whenever we have an opportunity to reach out to another Jew, even if they don't keep any Torah mitzvahs, but since every Jew has a Jewish neshama, and that Jewish neshama is really truly chelek elokam mamamish, it's really truly part of Hashem above. Therefore, there's no limit as to how much any Jewish person can get involved with Torah and mitzvahs, even if they grew up without knowledge and so forth. But one mitzvah leads to another. And it's important for us who do know at least one mitzvah to share that mitzvah with somebody else. If we know a little bit of Torah, to share that. And this way, step by step, certainly Mashiach will come and come much quicker. And now we're going to learn a little bit about Mashiach. The Rambam, writing about Melech HaMashiach near the end of his Sefer of Mishnah Torah, says that Mashiach will come Mebeis David u'mezera Shloimei. He will come from the house of King David, meaning a descendant of David HaMelech, King David, and also from the seed, from the children of Shlomo HaMelech. Now, David HaMelech had a number of children. Shlomo was not his only child. But Mashiach has to come not only from Beis David, not only from King David, but specifically from his son Shlomo. Why is that? Of course, we all know that David HaMelech is the one from whom all future kings came, all the future real kings of the Jewish people came, King David. But why must Mashiach come also from Shlomo? And the answer is because although King David was a great melech, but in his time there was not peace. There was not real peace because King David was involved in many, many wars. And that's why Hashem did not allow David HaMelech, King David, to build the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, is a house of peace. Whereas Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, which has in his name Shlomo, the word Shalom, he was the one who was Zeicha, who merited to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. And in the times of Mashiach, we will have Shalom, we will have peace in the entire world. And therefore, Mashiach had to be a person not only who can stand up strongly for the Jewish people like David HaMelech, but also will promote peace. In the times of Shlomo HaMelech, there was peace. And many, many leaders of many, many countries came to learn wisdom from Shlomo HaMelech. Even the Queen of Sheba came famously. And Torah tells us that Shlomo sat on the throne of Hashem, meaning was peaceful in his time. And so too, in the times of Mashiach, will be peaceful. And that's why Mashiach has to come, not just from King David, but from his son Shlomo specifically. May we quicken the process of Mashiach coming through our learning of more and more Torah and mitzvahs. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.